And I have with me on the line Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank God. Baruch Hashem.
So that's our second show of Rosh Hashanah.
That's right. You know, we're getting closer. We've got a couple more days till the most important day of the year. Well, leading up, Rosh Hashanah starts the most important day of the year, and then we culminate and we finish off at Yom Kippur. So it's very, very, very special, inspiring, and you know, there's so much to talk about in regards to Rosh Hashanah. But there are something that people know, and there are some things that people don't know. And so we're going to try and touch upon. Last week we talked about more about what's the idea of Rosh Hashanah. Today we're going to try and talk about the laws and the customs, certain things that we do. We don't do, and we'll try and do as much as we can. You know, on the day before Rosh Hashanah, it's customary for a lot of people that they go and they visit the graves of the tzaddikim, of righteous people,
yeah.
And they pray there, you know, for a sweet new year. We ask that the tzaddikim, the holy people, whether it be rabbis, whether it be our parents, whoever it may be, that we ask them to, that they should be able to intercede on our behalf up high. And then we pray to God that they should have mercy on us in the merit of these righteous people, and that those and whose resting places we're standing at right now. And so we try and we ask forgiveness, you know, from the deceased before, you know, Rosh Hashanah. So we start on a clean slate. And the fact is that someone who has passed away, where they're up now in heaven, closer to God, they have a little bit of a little bit of upper hand that they can pray for us and ask for us and our family that we should have a healthy, happy, sweet year. And you know, some people have the custom of visiting a mikvah, a ritual pool, ritual bath. To be purified before entering in the High Holy Days. So these are things that, you know, we do to be able to get ready. We try and say a lot of extra Tehillim, extra Psalms, to be able to start the day off right. You know, I remember I was at someone's house in New York once in my first year of marriage, and, you know, it was Rosh Hashanah Day. And the custom is by a lot of people that Rosh Hashanah Day, you know, they don't sleep. They don't, you know, like on Shabbat, after you have, you know, a good meal, you want to go and have your nap, you know, your Shabbat nap. There's nothing like the Shabbat nap. But Rosh Hashanah is a little different. People don't have a nap on Rosh Hashanah because, as the saying goes, now you don't have a sleepy year. Because whatever happens, whatever you do on Rosh Hashanah, is how your year in the future of that year is going to run. So people don't like to sleep. And you want to be able to take every single moment of what you're, of that day, and whether it be pray, say Tehillim, spend time with family, talk about Rosh Hashanah, talk about how it can improve your life. So I remember it was an elderly man who's actually my great uncle. So we were going there, me and my wife and I, we were going there for Rosh Hashanah lunch, you know, and he wouldn't talk that much, you know. We would be eating, and in between, when the course would be being served, he would say Tehillim, so on and so on. He was a very, very holy man, obviously. And so I looked up and I said, wow, you know, someone like that doesn't even want to waste a minute. So for sure, us, you know, whether it be, I don't think we have to be like that, but when we have spare time, instead of sitting on the couch and talking about who knows what. Hello?
I'm sorry.
Oh. Instead of talking about, you know, who knows what's going on in the world and everything, we can say a little bit of Tehillim. Now, it's interesting because there's a lot of different laws and customs of what we do on Rosh Hashanah. We have, you know, obviously we have the candles that we're going to burn on both nights of Rosh Hashanah. The second night, obviously, from an existing claim, and we make the blessings, as well as we make the blessing that everyone knows, the famous blessing of Shachiyanu. Because this is something that is due. We're going to go into a new year. Now, there's a lot of symbolic food that we eat to show that, as well as we also pray that we should have a sweet year. We eat, normally we eat, you know, regular 3-braid, 6-braid, long challah, the bread, the challah.
Yeah,
Rosh Hashanah, right, we eat the round challah. Round challah, why round? Because that symbolizes the cycle of life. And we'll try and get challahs that are sweeter, challahs that have raisins in it. So something all in the idea of having more of a sweet year. We dip the challah into the honey and not into the salt that we regularly do on Shabbat. So that is something that we want to be able to have for a sweet New Year. We dip the apple in the honey that everyone loves. You know, everyone, the kids love. This is the beauty of the holidays, that it's a family holiday.
Yeah.
And we eat the apple dipped in honey the first day. We make the blessing on the apple. And we say a special, special blessing that we should have a healthy, a year of son, that we should have a healthy, happy, sweet New Year. And on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the second night, we have a new fruit, something that we haven't eaten in 30 days. We can make a shachianu, that our year should be new. Everything should be, every God should forgive us, and we should start on a new, a clean slate. As well as we eat a lot of carrots, you know, is the older generation, some people like it now, some people don't, but they eat timus, which is, you know, carrots, and it's very sweet, and it's with the raisins and craisins and whatever it may be. Everyone has their different ways of making it. And the reason why we eat carrots, which is timus, is because carrots, the Hebrew word for carrots is gezer, which equals the gezerah.
Yeah, what God did.
Right, also what the decree of our life for this coming year is going to be, hopefully a good one.
Yeah.
And also in Yiddish, the Yiddish word for carrot is meren, which means to multiply. So everything that we have this year should be multiplied with good and health and happiness. And we eat the head of the fish, if you're Ashkenazi, or the head of the lamb, if you're Sephardi. And we ask that we should, we say a special blessing, that we should be the head and not the tail.
Yeah.
Interesting enough, a lot of people don't know it, but we don't eat nuts on the first days of Rosh Hashanah. Like anything that is, you know, peanuts, cashews, these types of nuts. And the reason is because the Hebrew word for nut, is egoz.
Yeah.
And the numerical value of egoz equals 17. And the numerical value of chet, of sin, is 17.
As well.
So we don't want to be able to have any affiliation with the chet, with the sin. Therefore, a lot of people don't eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah.
So it's a nuts friendly holiday.
Exactly. So anyone that, exactly. So, as well as we don't eat any sour foods. Like, we don't eat a tremendous amount of vinegar, for example. You can have some vinegar in your salad or whatever you're cooking, but it shouldn't be that the real taste should be only tasting a lot of vinegar. The vinegar is very, very sour. It's interesting to note, this one more thing, and then I'll, something that I found very interesting that I never knew until I looked into it. The first day of Rosh Hashanah, you know, after Mincha service, we cast away our sins, we go to a body of water, and we cast in the Teshuah death into the depth of the sea. And it recalls the merit of Abraham and Yitzchak, Abraham and Isaac, who were willing to offer their lives in fulfillment of God's commandments. And Satan appeared in the form of a river and blocked their path. And therefore, we still show this idea that we're still going to go to the water, throw away our sins, and be able to show God that, God, we're still here, we're still going to do what you want us to do. One last thing, very interesting. A lot of people have a custom on Rosh Hashanah, the day before Rosh Hashanah, to buy a new kitchen knife. And I never heard of this custom before. And, you know, you're saying, why would you buy a kitchen knife before Rosh Hashanah? I mean, it's not like you have to, it's not like Pesach, like you have to get, you know, your new dishes and so on and so forth. And I was looking into it, And there are a couple of reasons. And it's interesting because God is the one that's in charge of everything. Yet, he has a whole slew of ministering angels who carry out his orders. You know, the angel of death does this, the angel of healing does that, the angel of prosperity, the angel of money, the angel of health, so on and so forth. Now, the Hebrew word, chatach, to cut, is the name of the angel who is in charge of livelihood. Now, every angel has different names. And the angel that's in charge of giving us our livelihood is chatach, the same word which means in Hebrew to cut.
Yeah.
Now, let's look at the, you know, every day when we pray in the morning, we say in the prayer of Ashrei, we say, Patech et yadecha, open up your hands, into which God is the one who delivers and gives us our livelihood. Now, the final letters of those Hebrew words spells out the word chatach, which is the reason of why we purchased a knife, which is a skula, spiritually. A spiritual, how do you explain skula?
Again?
The skula. The,
like the miracle.
The spiritually, propitious, I think is what the word they use. Okay. For livelihood.
Yeah.
Which we petition for God from the upcoming year. So, there are some people that go out and buy a knife. So it's very interesting. I mean, there's a lot to talk about in regards to Rosh Hashanah. You know, everyone has their different recipes of how they make the challah and how they make the honey cake and how they make the fish and how they make the tzimis, how they make the carrots and how they make, you know, people will make specifically more kugels that are sweeter and chickens that the chicken might be a little bit, you know, let's say a pineapple chicken, a sweeter chicken or a brisket, whatever it may be. You're going to do something that's different. Something that's going to remind you of your parents' home, of your grandparents' home. Something that's going to bring you into the swing and the mood of things of Rosh Hashanah, and enabling you that, you know, when you go to synagogue, when you go to shul to pray, you're going to be energized, you're going to be ready, and you're going to be able to ask God for everything that we need, and God should grant us a healthy, happy, sweet New Year. And, you know, everything that we need in our day-to-day lives, whether it be health, happiness, nachas from our kids, God is going to grant that. And that's hopefully what we're going to try and make different this year of Rosh Hashanah. You know, every year Pesach, we say, Manish Tana. The kids will have the Manish Tana Laila Zeh. What is this night different than all other nights? You know, we need to ask ourselves, Manish Tana, what is this Rosh Hashanah going to be different than all other Rosh Hashanahs? How am I going to improve myself spiritually as well as physically? Whether it be saying that I'm going to going to shul, I never go to shul on Rosh Hashanah, maybe I'll go to synagogue once a month. Whether it be saying that, you know what, I'm going to exercise a little bit more, I'm going to go on a little bit on a diet, physically. So we have to be able to see what can we change spiritually and what can we change physically. And that's what I hope that this Rosh Hashanah is going to prove, and that's what this Rosh Hashanah is going to provide for us.
That's nice. And Rabbi, Rosh Hashanah services, maybe you want to talk about Shabbat services first, and then...
Well, Shabbat services is 7 o'clock Friday evening and 9:30 Shabbat morning. And Rosh Hashanah, which is the first evening, is Wednesday evening, September 4th. We have evening service at 6:30 p.m. Rosh Hashanah is the first day, Thursday, September 5th. We have Rosh morning service at 9 o'clock. Followed by that, after services, we have a kiddush, some food. Then evening services, that evening, September 5th, is going to be at 7:15 p.m. And Rosh Hashanah, the second day, is Friday, September 6th. We're going to have service at 9 a.m. And service Friday evening will be that evening, September 6th, at 6:45 p.m.
And Rabbi, next week, we won't have a show. It's
That's correct.
Holiday. It's,
That's correct.
So I hope to have you 2 weeks from today.
Yes, and we'll talk about Yom Kippur, but I want to wish everyone in the community a healthy happy, sweet New Year. We should all be blessed with all the desires and all the wants and the health that we need in our lives. And we should only have peace and prosperity, and specifically a lot of peace this coming next couple of weeks and this year in our holy land of Israel.
God willing. Thank you.
Wishing you Shana Tova, be well, Ilan.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.